All right, so I'm here with Art Helterbrand and William J. Meyer, and we just got out of the new Lars von Trier film, Melancholia, which is in limited release and also available on VOD and iTunes right now. And I just want to know if you guys think it's worth people seeking out either in the theater or on VOD right now or eventually on DVD, or if it is also worth them checking out in the theater.
I think it's a movie you put on in the background when you're cleaning the house, doing some spring cleaning.
And how was it? Well, you're quite a... This is William Meyer, by the way. He's quite a... He's the one who introduced me originally to von Trier, so how did you feel about this film?
I love him, but I did not like this movie.
And Art, how did you... what's your initial thoughts on it, briefly?
I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. In fact, I was very indifferent to this film, which I am not the biggest von Trier fan, and I have to admit I've not seen a film of his in a while. But this is the first film I've seen of his that really made me feel nothing, which I think is very surprising. I mean, very surprising. I always have a very strong reaction to his work. It was interesting. There were some interesting parts. I mean, I don't want to ramble here, but I didn't. The ending, not giving it away, didn't feel anything. It wasn't that big of a deal.
It reminds me of what Werner Herzog once said when he says, "It is a metaphor, but for what I cannot say."
Overall, I was a huge fan of his last film, Antichrist.
Yeah, this had none of that energy.
It didn't have the same energy. It shared visually a lot of the same aesthetic.
A lot of pretty pictures.
Yeah. Overall, I think it's going to be... It's a hard film to connect with. I don't think it's going to put off 99% of audiences, almost purposefully, I feel. And I'm a little perplexed as to what the whole... the movie split into two parts, what the purpose of the first part essentially is. But overall, I enjoyed it still. I would have trouble recommending it to many people unless you're a really big fan of, I guess, just visually the style of Antichrist. I would say, actually, Antichrist goes so batshit crazy in the last 15, 20 minutes of it, whereas if it had the last 15, 20 minutes of this film... I would say that it would make a nearly perfect movie. But overall, I'm going to say I enjoyed it. I think it's worth seeing. I don't think there's any reason to see it on the big screen. But I would say check it out if you enjoyed Antichrist. Something just to watch on a Sunday afternoon, maybe, in the background, like William said. But
I think it totally needed a part three and then just a shot of empty space.
So overall, I'm going to say I sit on... recommending for people who enjoyed von Trier's last film on video when it's on DVD, maybe.
Sure, I second that.
And William?
I guess.
And anywhere else? Art, where can we find more of your work on the internet or anything?
Golly. www.arthelterbrandjr.com. Good luck with that.
And William?
235pics.com.
What's your Twitter handle? William's
Robotica_org.
Okay. And if you're listening to this, you're already following me on Twitter, most likely. But otherwise, it's at Bradtastical on Twitter.
And best of luck in Austin.
All right. Thanks, guys. That's our thoughts on Melancholia.